Marco Rubio, Biden is welcoming a deadly mass migration and invasion. By Neil Monroe on February 28, 2024. President Joe Biden and his deputies have deliberately invited a mass migration into American society, Senator Marco Rubio told Fox News on Wednesday. "We've got to stop calling it immigration," he told Sean Hannity. "It's not immigration. This is a mass migration. No other country in the world would tolerate it. And we are paying the price for it right now in real time with real American crime victims." Rubio's reference to a mass migration cites history-shaping population movements, such as the movement of Europeans into the disease-depopulated North America and almost empty Australia, the movement of German tribes into the dying Roman Empire, or the passage of agricultural populations into industrial-era cities. Wikipedia, which is run by progressive editors, described a historical mass migration as: "Mass migration refers to the migration of large groups of people from one geographical area to another. Mass migration is distinguished from individual or small-scale migration, and also from seasonal migration, which may occur on a regular basis." Rubio also described Biden's migration as an invasion, saying this is an invasion of the country. "That invasion view is already mainstream in the United States." According to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the Left of Center, taxpayer-supported National Public Radio, NPR. The poll showed that 54% of respondents described Biden's migration as an invasion, including 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. One predictable result of Biden's mass migration is that he is inflicting more crime on innocent Americans, Rubio added, citing the recent murder of Lakin Riley, an Atlanta nurse. "There's 6.2 million people in this country illegally that he released. And so you take 6.2 million people from anywhere on the planet, and some percentage of them are going to be criminals," he noted. "These migrants aren't committing crimes because they're migrants," he added. "They're committing crimes because they're criminals, and Biden's deputies are just releasing them right into the country. You can't vet them because people are coming in some cases with fake documents and in other cases, their identification documents are produced in countries that will sell you a fake document without your real identity," he said. "That's the fundamental problem when you allow people to come in like this. And that's why you can't have mass immigration," Rubio said. Related: human smuggler evading police collides with FedEx truck, knocking it over. Rubio earned his understanding of migration the hard way when he was used by the establishment as the freshman Latino Republican savior frontman for the establishment's Gang of Eight cheap labor bill of 2013. He exited the elite-backed amnesty push in 2014, so helping ensure its defeat in the House. In 2023, he wrote what he learned from that near disaster in his book, titled Decades of Decadence: How Our Spoiled Elites Blew America's Inheritance of Liberty, Security, and Prosperity. Across this country today, the immigration system has been corrupted and exploited. And it began, as many of America's problems do, with the fundamental shift toward a globalized economy. But not every business could be exported, which meant Wall Street simply figured out how to import cheap labor. Much of it, clarification, not all, coming from illegal immigrants. This was a slower, more subtle process. Sure, some politicians made a big deal about jobs Americans wouldn't do. But otherwise the only outcry came from workers who found their wages stalled, benefits cut, and hours slashed until they could be replaced by someone willing to work more hours for less. More often than not, it is about jobs Wall Street doesn't want Americans to do because hiring Americans would require higher wages and better working conditions. To them, it is better to import cheap labor and buy off Americans with cash welfare programs provided by the government. In contrast, the board and top executives of Fox News hide the huge wealth transfer and pocketbook damage caused by migration. Instead, it plays up the chaos, crime, and potential threat of terrorism.